Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to the Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, and what the hell, we're still here after all these years, talking creativity, business, art, discipline, and just about everything else we can think to cram into the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 1103. Today we hear from Indiana Jim, who asks...
Stephen J. Cannell produced some of the best television shows ever, and I know you're an aficionado. What was his secret sauce for engaging and enduring episodic storytelling?
His first secret was that he proposed something like 30 series for every one series that got made. If I remember the terms of the deal correctly, he managed to sweet-talk himself onto a lot and offered one of the executives at, I think it was NBC...
Okay.
Or it may have been ABC, offered one of the executives, he said, you give me an office here, and my job will be to come up with ideas for series, and I don't get paid unless you buy.
Wow.
He went and he sat in the office, and he just started churning out 3 or 4 series ideas a week, completely fleshed out series ideas, you know, with pitch sheet and a basic character sheet. Not a whole series Bible, but some of those got picked up for pilots, and a very small handful got picked up for shows. And if you have any idea about how many shows Cannell produced, that gives you an idea of how many he actually pitched. If you look at all of his shows, they all follow the Doc Savage formula. You've got the core team of between 3 and 6 people. They're all characterized by more or less non-overlapping spheres of expertise that are complementary. And their personalities are so constructed as to be in tension with each other, so that you always have built-in conflict, even if you don't have a villain, because your core set of characters have a shared goal, and they have things that pull them apart, and that dynamic tension keeps it going. That's the basis of the secret sauce. Everything after that is just... differs between the shows. I mean, my favorite wise guy... Oh, that's the other thing. All of the shows had a central moral question that they were exploring. I don't remember Rockford Files very well. The A-Team, it was pretty straightforward. How can mercenaries be good guys? Right? what does a good person do when the law fails? And that was the central moral question. The A-Team didn't take it really seriously, but it made for a fun bit of danger and mischief. And then the Equalizer took it very seriously. Wise Guy, the central moral question is, when does the cop become the villain? And that's why Wise Guy was such a powerful show, because you had a good-hearted Boy Scout character who's getting in bed with all these mafiosos and getting to know their best points and then betraying them after he's made them fall in love with him. And it takes a toll on him because he is doing morally to them what they're doing to everybody else. And it's a very morally gray show and very, very interesting because of it. I didn't watch Silk Stockings, so I don't really know how that one worked. The ones I'm most familiar with are A-Team and Wise Guy, and I'm vaguely familiar with the other ones. But from what I have seen, that's the secret sauce, is you have the cast of characters with non-overlapping or mostly non-overlapping sets of expertise that are mutually beneficial and mutually necessary, with personalities that clash and sometimes value stacks that clash, all working on a premise that is structured around some kind of morally loaded question. And there you go. I wish there was more to say, but that's actually just about it. So, but yeah, I love Cannell. He was a brilliant, brilliant guy. I just found 3 of his books at a used book sale, and so I'm looking forward to seeing how his novels are. Thanks for the question, Jim, and we'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is distributed by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text and production are copyright 2024 J. Daniel Sawyer. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to the author. All of you have made this podcast possible for the last few years with your support and with your questions. And now I'm going to ask you for one more thing, reviews. We've got to spread the word and get the everyday novelist out to the new generation of writers that are coming online and are lost, swimming out there on the internet with no hope of solidarity because, hey, the world's a fractious place. So if you could take a moment and leave a review at one or two places, or post about us on your favorite social media venues, we would be ever so grateful. We cannot do this without you.